nobody in that group we're concerned about. I have expectation that all six will be on full practice tomorrow.
What about Evander Kane's status?
He will be post this practice day, barring anything usual, he will be full to go tomorrow practice. Today is his third solid hard skate. Loses the, I'm not even sure what color that is, pick a color, loses that jersey tomorrow, I believe he put its contact, full contact.
Sure.
Once he's cleared.
Just how much fun was it out there today after the win, kind of a light with the crowd there?
It actually timed out really well. After you win three games, almost everything times better, but when we didn't have the day off last week and we needed to skate, you also need to build a recovery day in there somehow, especially if they're not. So the timing of it with the fans, and I think they get more fun because they get to see the personalities a little bit instead of a bunch of drills and coach barking. But even in that, if it's a normal, I don't get to coach the way I need to in that environment on a day when you're trying to squeeze something or condition or something, you know what I mean? Your language, and there's kids in the stands and things like that. So, I thought it worked out really well. The guys had fun. The coaches got to kind of, you know, get out there and just see some personalities. This is new for me, too. So see how they interact with each other, who's the funny guy, you know, stuff like that. You know, who's the better of the two coaches on the bench, you know, stuff like that. That Jokinen and distinguished himself as a authoritarian coach, and his discipline. The discipline in his group was better. On the other hand, I thought Enstrom showed a little more creativity pulling the goalie and stuff like that. So that's what I was looking for.
Who's the funny guy?
Yeah, I'm still. There's a bunch of guys. I think I'm still. That takes more time. Yeah, you gotta take a little bit longer before I claim anybody.
I guess looking ahead to the trip. Anaheim, San Jose, no secret, two very strong teams.
Yep.
After playing teams lower in the standings, how dangerous is that, I guess? Or
so I would tell you that one of the reasons that I think we won the last three games is never once, in my mind, did we consider those teams lower in the standings an easier challenge. I believe the bottom teams are never that far away from you. And the teams that are at the top, they might be better than you, but you can find a way. So that's true of any year. I mean, even, you know, go back to the year that we got beat by Detroit in the final. I think there's 11 Hall of Fame players and coaches on that team. And we were kind of in every game. They were better than we were by a country mile, but you're still in that game at the same point. There's a picture in the old Hartford Whalers office of the score clock when the Edmonton Oilers were in their heyday, and it was Hartford 11, Edmonton nothing. And I always thought that was kind of a sad statement that you'd have to hang that picture as your defining moment in your organization. But we won those last three games because we had lots of respect for our opponent and more respect for how we want to play.
Our understanding your arrangement here is that it's just till the end of the season. So you've been here a week to experience some of this. Can you let us know if there's been any update on that? And if not, or even if, what's in this for you to do it for such a short period of time? If that's in fact how it's going to be.
It's coaching. That's what I love to do. It's an unusual set of circumstances, but because it was an unusual circumstance and that there's a team here that, you know, who your head coach is a really important decision to make. The one year that there was a changeover, there were 10 coaching jobs in a one-year period that changed over. 9 of the 10 went to a coach who had a previous relationship with the general manager. He'd coached the minor league somewhere. And I understand that. That's the way it should be. So to get into something, you should really know the people that you're going to work with when you make that big a commitment and that long-term decision. At the same time, there are times that coaches just have to be changed, and that's happened to me, I think, not every time I thought, but there were a couple that I understood it because I had squeezed and pulled and there were no teeth left to pull. You know, that was it. It was time. But it wasn't a situation, I don't think, and I don't mean to speak for Kevin, but to just bring in a guy necessarily to get through it until the summertime when we can develop those relationships and have those long interview process. And for me, it was perfect because I had liked this team. I had watched this team. So there was a real spark and an interest in it for me. I wanted to get back behind the bench and coach. Long ago, I have to say this right so you understand it the right way. I've never mapped my career, right? I did the jobs I wanted to do. That's why I went to Russia, you know, it was a strange circumstances for me to agree to go back to Carolina, but I did the exact same thing in Carolina. It was the end of the year, and I was getting paid at the time by Toronto. So there was no financial gain for me whatsoever to do that, but I wanted to do it. That's why I'm here. We'll discuss something at the appropriate time. After a first week is not it. I'm not concerned about, I'm not waiting for a conversation to happen. I don't know. You can go back and take a look at, there's been a lot of coaches that re-upped in the middle of the year, and my recollection is their record after that is terrible. You can check on that. I don't know. I just, there's two guys I know. I remember they signed an extension or something during the season, and then like their team went like 3-10 or something. So I'm really comfortable with the arrangement. Very, very comfortable. I'm comfortable with the men that I've dealt with, and that's why I'm here.
I don't want to dwell on it too much, but there are some anecdotal instances where some guys have opted. They like the TV thing better. Did you have that self-debate in any way, or was it slammed up for you?
No, there was never that debate. I would say that this was the first time I've ever done it where I started to truly enjoy it, and it was in the last month. You do it because, for me, I always felt I needed to do it, that it made me better.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, the exposure thing is the side part of it, right? They said, well, you need to do it for the exposure. I wouldn't have done it for the exposure. It forces you to be disciplined in how you watch hockey games. And you also get to meet more hockey people, not just TV people, but more hockey people. I didn't play in the National Hockey League. I spent my first 8 to 10 years in Hartford. So you're not networking at that point. So I have a very small circle of people that I know in this league. I get to meet more people in hockey, pick more brains, and be more disciplined. That's why I do it. But I really enjoyed, especially the last month. But there was no, which one do I want to do? That wasn't a factor.
So if you put your TSN analyst hat back on for a second, can you analyze what happened last night, Brandon?
No, we did a different game. I wasn't on the Van Calgary game last night. I was doing the Edmonton-Winnipeg game, and then I missed that. Nah. I'm going to try to skate past that as fast as I can. I've got enough work with my own team.
Okay. What about James Wright? I just had a chat with him about not scoring for a while. Do you have any...
Big bulk of his minutes are PK minutes,
yeah.
So that's going to be a challenge for him. And there are times for those players that after a goal they stop thinking like that. One goal doesn't get him necessarily more ice time in a week. And he knows that. For those guys, they have to be good at what they do for a living. We certainly wouldn't encourage any of them to feel free to score. But he has a job. He has a priority list that he needs to fulfill.
And he's doing that.
It is a very competitive place at that part of our lineup. There's a number of players right here that the decisions are going to start to get difficult because some of these players I don't know. And I'm making a decision, even by leaving them out, I'm making a decision on them. And having, so it's made easier in some ways with the wins, but I've never felt you should adhere to that, hey, you've got a winning roster. My job is to pick the best roster that night and answer questions why after.